Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Some people who knew of my community activism asked me if I was interested in running. And I did what I often do when I'm confronted with a difficult decision. I prayed on it. Amen. And then I asked my wife. Amen. And after consulting these two higher powers, I did what every first-time candidate does, which is to talk to anybody who will listen to. So I'd take my literature and I'd go to block parties and PTA meetings and barber shops, beauty shops, and everywhere I went, I'd get the same two questions. First of all, where'd you get this name, Barack Obama? They mispronounced it to me. They would call me Alabama or Yo Mama. And I'd have to explain it was Obama. My father was from Kenya, from Africa. My mother was from Kansas, which is where I got my accent from. Somebody to help me file this stuff all the time. So the other two, they say, well, my biggest weakness is I'm just too passionate about helping poor people. I am just too impatient to bring about change in America. And if I had gone last, I would have known what the game was. I just said, well, you know, I like to help old ladies across the street. Sometimes they don't want to be helped. It's terrible.
We support you, Mr. President Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 9:05. We'll be right back. Behind the Radio Live.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't in this dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me
So I better come weed it, and I better come fleet it. And I admit that I'm feeling a little pressure when you're telling me I better come get. But I'm the man for the job. Can't nobody do it quite like I do. And the same go for you. We a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you. Why you saying?
Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch out, put it down.
Put it down like I only know you can do it. And I'ma hit every single one of your spots. There really ain't no need to walk me through it. But you can talk me through it when I'm asking if it's mine. I'ma be your motivation, just trying to see if you can break my fucking spine. I'm so attracted to the way you carry yourself and keep your composure. You a lady in the street, but behind closed doors, you a fucking soldier. A brother would never know, that's how you like it, huh? But that booty pack a mean punch and I'ma spike it, huh? Why you saying?
Incredible, edible, unforgettable body. You're so angelic, cool, a rebel with a cause. Speaking in hypotheticals, could I marry you if I wanted to? I'll take you how you come and just learn to live with your flaws. Even though it's not that many, you give me that good and plenty. Then I walk around all day grinning, my mind and body are gone. That JJ so sublime, throw it in the air, return to sunshine. You make me wanna call the crib and say I'm never coming home. Lose.
Why you saying?
TM Hyman Radio Live, and your hip hop informer. That's in TM Hyman. It is Monday, November 6th, 2012. And the reality is, hey, America is pretty much split right down the middle. Right down the middle as it relates to the presidential candidates. Therefore, together we stand, divided we fall is about to take on a whole new meaning. And tonight we want to discuss it just a little bit. The two candidates are starkly different. At this point, it's not possible not to have a decision. And we simply just want to make sure that you tell 10 people to tell 10 people to tell 10 people to go out and make sure that they represent someone tomorrow, preferably President Barack Obama. Why? I can think of a few. And tonight, specifically, we are going to pinpoint at least 10 different things that we can point to, reasons why we should give President Obama another 4 years. Again, I'm the hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 9:14 in New York City. It's 6:14 in New Orleans tonight. And we just appreciate the support that you all give us here at TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, tonight's topic, Together We Stand, Divided We Fall. Before we go any further, I just want to give out some information for anyone that has a question or feel as if they may have a problem with voting at all, any kind of issue. So, you know, just do a check mark right now to make sure that tomorrow is the bottom line, last day, I think, all across the country. I could be mistaken. There could be some makeup day somewhere I don't know something about. Big up to the state of Ohio, who actually did early voting through today. You know, so each state kind of does their own thing. But if you have any issues voting, or if you think you're going to have any issues with your driver's license, you know, with identification, with your passport, you know, credit card, you know, student ID, retirement center identification, neighborhood association identification. If you think you're going to have a problem, why don't you dial 1-866-OUR-VOTE? 1-866-OUR-VOTE. We're talking about protecting your vote tomorrow at the polls. Now, that number may be specific to the state of Florida, but I'm sure if you dial that number, if they can't help you, they can direct you to a number that can help you to protect your vote. Again, 1-866-PROTECT-OUR-VOTE. Tonight's topic, Together We Stand, Divided We Fall, is just an effort to just kind of stimulate and bring awareness to the fact that, hey, we got to get out and rock the vote tomorrow. Don't think that your vote doesn't count. So if you got feedback, if you have an opinion, if you've gotten out and voted, I can tell you about my experience at the polls. I went out Friday after work and stood in the long line. The line was long, but you know what? It was a good conversation. It was good information that was passed around, and I think people felt good about why they were standing in that long line. You know, they wanted to make a difference. And so that's what tomorrow is going to be about. And please, but take a chair out there with you, take some water out there with you, because I can guarantee you that the line is going to be long. So why not make it comfortable for yourself? You know, let them call you strange, weird, because you like to stupid. But one thing they won't call you is uncomfortable. I can guarantee you that. Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm holding it down because I got a lot of information to share. I can tell you that my experience at the polls was that the ballot was, like, super intimidating. The ballot was super intimidating. And I actually received a choice slate card, which made it oh so easy for me because it was also almost like an answer sheet. But it really, it wasn't an answer sheet because you still had to make a decision. You kind of still needed to know who was who. For the most part, I think the most popular folks on this ballot fall under the presidential and vice president category. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of names, people's names that I didn't even recognize. I recognized Barack Obama and Joe Biden at the top. I recognized Phil Nelson. I did not recognize Jonathan Snow. I recognized Kathy Tester. I did not recognize William Brunson. I did not recognize Elizabeth Blanchard. And understand, just because I didn't recognize them doesn't mean anything. You know, clearly I'm ignorant. You know, and I don't have a problem. I know them now because, you know, I voted for them at the end of the day. Now, so I didn't go in blind. I went in just trying to understand who was for, you know, the same causes, who had some of the same concepts. No one person has the answer. You don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. They don't have the answer. But it's about who's willing to step up and do the work. When we come back, we're going to keep the conversation going. The scorecard tomorrow or the ballot sheet will be intimidating if you have not already seen it. But we want to give you some tips. And at the end of the day, you should just simply vote Democrat, 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 Democrat. I mean, let's just keep it simple. Right? Let's just keep it simple. Not that all Democrats are right or perfect, no. But guess what? Whose concepts are aligned the closest? That's the question, is Melanie Fiona. We'll be right back.
Well, you, when I needed a friend, thought I could be strong, never knew I'd be so wrong. A heart
suddenly all changed. The moment you left me, the wonder of my life.
Up and let's just see. Up some yay, up some yay. I wouldn't diss on that nigga with grandma, yeah.
Woo!
They get it shopping at Target, yeah.
Woo!
My shit is luxury ball made.
Yeah.
I'm ballin', I'm all red. A Nick soul in the park, then I won't end. What's a king without a crown?
What?
What's a circus without your clown? What's a brick from an out of town? When you flood and you can drown, yeah. It's a good music golden child. It made dollar sign, can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that ball.
I ain't trying to stunt, man, but the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams: Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls, and the clothes. Oh, man, you sold your soul. Nah, man. Oh man, made something for nothing. Picture working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that a guy go when it's mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer's too high, you can feel it in the streets. Welcome to Sunday service, if you hope to someday service. We got green in the eyes, just follow my experiment. Did Moses not pop the water with the cane? Did strippers not make a art when I made it rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Damon? Ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus change? In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire, ay, that's the Richard Price say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire, yeah.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
Good music, good music, good music, good music. And all my niggas say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know, but I've been told. If you get fresh, get out of here. If you get fresh, get out of here. I'm way fresher than all my foes. I'm way fresher than all my foes. Somebody please pick out their clothes. Somebody please pick out their clothes. And all my diggers say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. Who run it this your day? Good music. Who run it this your day? Good music.
See on Hyman Radio Live inside your Money Monday. Hey, tonight, man, together we stand, divided we fall. That is the topic tonight. Together we stand, divided we fall. I'm the hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. The presidential election is tomorrow, and it is also serious. The ballot is very intimidating. Let me just go ahead and lay that out and be very clear. I have this ballot in front of me, and the amendments are in such fine print. You know the fine print that's at the bottom of, like, commercials where you really can't even see it, and it's so small, like, they can't even expect you really to be able to see it, where the font is probably about six. But for those who are wondering what a font is, it's the size of the letter that's actually on the printed paper. The only thing most people are looking for are the names of President Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Mitt Romney, you know, Paul Ryan. But I'm here to tell you that there are many other names there. I had no idea who Robert Stevens Thomas was, who Thomas Robert Stevens was, excuse me, who Gary Johnson was, who Virgil Good was, who Jill Stein was, you know. I had no clue who these folks were. You also have your U.S. Senator vote, as well as your representative in Congress. Vote the various districts of Congress, the various districts of the senatorial vote. You have the state senatorial vote. You also have the school board and a plethora of other decisions to make. Folks, let me tell you, it was so refreshing to get a 2012 Hillsborough County Choice Slate card, which is yellow. It has the big check mark on the back where all of the amendments are, and I'm sure this varies from state to state, day to day, from precinct to precinct. But please ask for a choice slate card. You know, or look for the person who made the Democratic yelling real loud, because he's probably the person who has the slate card that's going to help you take the test. What is the test? The test is the ballot sheet, because it's probably going to consist of, I know in Florida, at least three pages front and back of decisions that you have to make. Familiarize yourself in advance. I stood in a line, and while I stood in a line, I reviewed the information, and it made it real easy to me when I went in. If you experience any problems when you go to vote, well, if you think you're going to experience any problems, I've got information for you, a couple of numbers and resources to jot down. 1-866-OUR-VOTE. 1-866-OUR-VOTE. If you have any questions or problems, and you can log on to www.bereadytovote.org, and it will help you as best it can in the 11th hour to understand or do what you need to do to prepare to go out there tomorrow. Please don't go out there and waste your time and then get mad and do something stupid or embarrass yourself out there at the polls. But don't do that. The moment is too prestigious, and it's a privilege to vote. So do know that you need an ID. Know that you need something to validate who you are, and it can't be something that's not authentic. Keep it simple, okay? And chime in for the conversation tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 9:32. And so let's talk about our President Barack Obama. Our President Barack Obama, before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, to help continue this conversation about our president, give it up to CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
What up? We were about to jump right into the president and to talk about the president's profile as we just kind of broke down, you know, the ballot. I kind of talked about how intimidating the ballot sheet was and how you can ask for a slate card out there at the polls tomorrow to help you, you know, to navigate through that very, very intimidating ballot. CeeLo, have you voted?
Right. No, I have not. Tomorrow, though, I'm definitely voting. Tomorrow is the day.
Well, please be mindful of the ballot. It is very intimidating. In any instance where you really don't know or understand an amendment, just vote no.
Oh, you know what? And also be mindful of some people may want to just choose, you know, a certain party, you know, whether it be Democrat or Republican. When you select, if you select, like, all Democrat, that does not automatically select the president.
President, that's correct.
Right. So if you want, like, say, if you want to vote Democrat,
that's
correct.
That's the information that was provided. I haven't done it, so I can't validate if it's correct or not. But that's the information that I was provided as well.
Yes, that if you so, for instance, if you are going to vote Democratic all the way across the board, choose your presidential candidate first, then select all Democrats, because it's not going to select your president if you go that route. You know, you have to select the president first and then pick the rest of your people.
Right. Tonight, as we have moved into the second hour, we talked about we wanted to share 10 good reasons why you should vote tonight. But you know, unfortunately, you know, I have to say that I believe we're a little biased on this program. We represent Team Obama on this side. So I'm going to kind of merge you know, together, why you should vote, but specifically why you should vote for President Obama. And I'm sure Cibo may have a few of her own, so we're going to squeeze in quite a few in the last few minutes of the show. But I'm going to start, you know, backwards. And then I'll say number 10, the fact that the president has ended the Iraq war, I think a war that was started, which the country was divided, thinking that it was started frivolously and erroneously in the first place, he ended it. You know, big up to President Obama, because that was money that was bleeding into Iraq unnecessarily, specifically after Halliburton and the Bushes kind of shook us down. But right. That's number nine, you know, and I think these are very important, but I'll say number nine, because these are foreign matters, you know, these are foreign affairs. Bin Laden, they call Bin Laden.
Right. Well, you know, they don't want to give credit where credit is due at all times. You know, it's, you know, again, it goes back to what I was speaking of the other day. They want us to be, you know, nine times better to be considered good, you know. So I honestly feel like this President Bush wasn't even, you know, poked and prodded the way that President Obama has. You know, character-wise and professionally, I'm just ready for this to be over so that we can really move forward, you know.
Right.
And gain our economic grounding again, gain our, for some people, you know, gaining a sense of worth, because a lot of people lost their homes. You know, on something that the president had no control over. It was, when he came in, it was already on a slippery slope.
And so that's a great segue into number eight, because the president signed a bill that actually changed the way lenders dealt with foreclosures, which allowed people to keep their houses. So in the midst of a lot of people losing their houses, his laws and his changing of the policies slowed down the process.
Right.
And we're just giving you, you know, 10 off the cuff. We're going to give you a few more, because this man has done a lot for us, man. Yeah, man.
I'm sorry.
We got to give him credit. It's okay. CeeLo's laid back, chilling back. We're going to get into Sterling Sims. He's laid back. We'll be right back. TMI on Radio Live.
Tell her me ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, she will fan now, tell them how I ran down. Tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow. We'll be right back. to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer.
Radio Live, and that was Sterling Sims. I love that joint. It makes me think about back in the day. Yeah, it's Money Mondays. Thank you for joining us. So we've been talking about, you know, this, tomorrow's the day, you know, the division of 2012. And then, you know, it'll be choosing tomorrow who will be inaugurated on in January, taking over the Oval Office. And ultimately making the decisions of our lives, you know?
No doubt. Hopefully it's Obama for another 4 years.
Yes, it has to be. Now, I honestly believe that, you know, Obama's going to get the electoral vote off gate. I just truly believe that, regardless of the negative, you know, ads that have, you know, put out there. On both sides.
So when you say electoral vote, because we want to make sure that everyone understands, because you are absolutely right, and I do agree with that. And folks, there are two different votes, and the electoral really matters. CeeLo, explain what the electoral vote is versus the popular vote.
Well, the popular vote is, you know, like everyone across the board is, you know, who they like the best. So say President Obama received, no, like say hypothetically speaking, Mitt Romney had the popular vote, like saying 75% like him, right? But President Obama gets the electoral vote, which means like from like the those major swing states, like I want to say, what is it, Ohio, Nebraska, Florida.
Virginia, Florida.
Yeah, New Hampshire. And it's like, I think maybe two more. But based on, like, if President Obama gets, like, 270-plus electoral votes, he'd win regardless of the popular vote and vice versa. So say it's President Obama. Okay, matter of fact, it's what happened with President Bush, W, and Al Gore. It was just like that. Al Gore received the popular vote, but President Bush received the electoral vote.
Okay.
So that's how he won.
Just to simplify it, because you're using examples as a part of the definition, just so that no one is confused. The electoral vote are votes that come specifically from delegates and representatives in all states. All states have electoral votes, but many states are fewer than other states. So the swing states that CeeLo is referencing are those larger states that have a lot of electoral votes. And so at the end of the day, the electoral votes are split because each vote, you know, again, is made up of a representative, be it Democrat or Republican. They can vote either way. And many times, based on the issues, the votes are split. And so that's why you see these candidates actually trying to campaign in some states more than others. The popular vote is, you know, what you hear about with the polls all of the time. They're referencing, you know, what this poll says, what that poll says. This poll has them at 47-47. They're referencing the popular vote. But at the end of the day, you know, the states that have the most electoral votes amongst their delegates and representatives, the folks who represent the counties and the cities and the boroughs, that's really where it really matters. So We're just trying to educate you tonight. And as CeeLo goes out tomorrow, and as many of you go out to rock your vote, you know, don't be fooled or, you know, misguided by the mechanisms of the process. CeeLo told you, you know, don't punch the button for all. You know, make sure that you punch, you know, President Obama first. So punch who you're voting for first in the presidency, and then click all. I wouldn't even recommend clicking all. Make sure you vote for everything you're concerned about individually. Don't be lazy and click all.
I don't mean to cut you off, Tim. I was just going to say that, yeah, do your homework on, you know, the people that are representing your state. Because just because someone, like, for instance, and I don't mind sharing, you know, the fact that I know I'm going to, you know, vote for President Obama, but as far as for my state representative, the guy I actually like is a Republican, Pat McCrory. So, you know, I might be voting Democrat for, you know, for the United States, I mean, you know, for the presidential seat, but not for my state representative. You know, because I personally know this man, and also because, you know, I agree with what he, you know, the stance he's taken when he was mayor before, you know, so, I mean, yeah, so you don't have to stay with the party.
No, absolutely. Before we left, I think we were at number 7. Number 10 was the president actually stopped the Iraq war. Number 9, he caught bin Laden. Number 8, what was number 8?
I don't know.
Number 8 was foreclosures. He actually signed the act to slow down and improve the housing. The housing bill in foreclosure. Number six, he actually signed the Lilly Ledbetter Women's Fair Pay Act?
Right, where, you know, women have to get paid the same amount as their male counterparts. Because a lot of times, like, for instance, like when I was in the cable, you know, thing, there are guys who may have been there same amount of time as me, but they may have been making more just because of them being a man. So that the president signed is, you know, supposed to make it fair across the board. That if, you know, you get paid the same amount of money for the same job.
That's correct, and that's number 7 tonight. We're talking about 10 good reasons to vote for President Obama to give him 4 more years. Number 6 tonight, these 4 women being able to make their own personal choice as it relates to abortion. He doesn't think that a law or anything should dictate a woman's choice. And I absolutely agree. Who are we, you know, as men, let alone as people, to dictate what somebody else should do with their body?
Right.
You know, so again, we're talking about 10 reasons to vote. And we're promoting the fact that he feels that way because there are people on the opposing side that feel like they should be able to legislate what a woman should do, and I don't think that's right by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is that what woman, what person, regardless of their gender, wants to be told what to do with their body? That's no different. How would men feel if, you know, they said, oh, well, by a certain age, you have to get fixed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, by age 35, you got to have to be fixed. You guys will lose your mind. Some guys would love it, but, you know.
No, absolutely.
You know, it's right. Like, what do you mean? And then
no,
that's
you're
just
absolutely
like,
right.
But a lot
absolutely
of times
right.
When women, even down to women getting their tubes tied, you know, certain hospitals won't even let you do it unless you've had a certain amount of children or you've passed a certain age. Like, if you're younger than 25 with less than three children, they won't allow you to get your tubes tied.
Well, they want to make sure that, you know, that you understand that it's a major decision. 10 reasons tonight why you should vote for President Barack Obama. Number five, he absolutely has the lowest unemployment rate since his presidency. You can't front on him. It may not be where we want it to be, but it's lower than it was when he took office, and it's the lowest since he's been in office. So that's an improvement, whether you want to give him credit or not. That's number five of 10 reasons why you should vote for President Obama tonight. Number four, and we're going to take a break and come back and wrap it up. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Hey, united we stand, divided we fall. We have a few minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. CeeLo live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa. If you have a comment, hey, jump in. Number four, he passed universal health care, allowing people with pre-medical conditions to get access that was once previously denied. Hands down, big up President Obama.
But of course, you'd be surprised how many people, you know, can't get covered because of pre-existing conditions, whether they be minor or major. Just, you know, that's something hard.
You know, I mean, folks, do not sit home. Do not sit home regardless of what you're feeling, thinking. And we're going to drop some money for our Waka Flocka, get you rowdy, get out and vote. We'll be back.
Make that money pow. 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 Make that money pow.
I've been all across the globe, seen a lot of hope. You say you're different, show me something I never seen before.
Let me see it, girl. Let me see it. Sunday. Ain't that home on Mother Sunday? Yeah. I mean, honest, sparked it funny. Told her I'm this bag of money. She love me, but then she does it. I'm honestly so dishonest. Pretty and spoke her hardest. I better have been in harvest. Feel so promise. Can't come with monsters. I run with monsters. Don't got no tonsils. I swear she eat you. Like Jeffrey Dahmer. Like Jesse Jackson. I had to struggle. Life is a hustle. I had to juggle. Like Jesse Turner. I had to muscle. And use a lane. You had to cuff her. Respect the game. I had to bustle. I'm having paper. You having trouble. You need a favor. You need some paper. I make it rain. I leave a pub.
Make that money bow. 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 Make that money bow.
I've been all across the globe. Seen a lot of hope. Can you say you did for sure? Some I never seen before. Let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see it, girl. Let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see it, girl.
Money Pile. 917-893-9296. A few minutes left in the show. We want to make sure we get in the last three, and then we're going to run it back. Reasons why you should actually vote for President Obama, or just vote, period, really. We just happen to be, you know, pro-Obama on this show. You know what I'm saying? He saved the banking system. You know, that bailout saved the banking system. It kept us from going to the ATM, swiping, and being mad as hell because we can't get our money out the bank.
Right.
And for that, I say thank you, Mr. President. That was number three. Number two, he saved the automobile industry. And in fact, he saved the state, or I'll say he saved Detroit, you know, and possibly the state of Michigan. You know, and number one, last but not least, he doubled Pell Grants. Education is a major focus for the president. We're out of time for the most part tonight. Wind it back. If you have a problem and you want to protect your vote, dial 1-866-OUR-VOTE. 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Protect your vote. Protect your vote. Get out there tomorrow. Do what you're supposed to do. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. CeeLo, take us home.
Well, I would first like to say rock the vote because we said so. But you vote for who you want to. And keep in mind, if you vote for Obama, the middle class will have a chance. You vote for Romney, the middle class will disappear.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.